The word for you today is, Let's Pray for Our Nation. In 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, we read the familiar words of the Lord to ancient Israel, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. In 1888, a noted chess player named Paul Murphy attended a dinner party in Richmond, Virginia. Something interesting happened. During the dinner, his attention was drawn to a painting on the wall. The scene portrayed a young man locked in an intense chess match with the devil. The devil's next move would surely claim victory, entitling him to the young man's soul. The devil wore a triumphant expression. After dinner, the chess champion walked over to the painting, studying the board and the pieces portrayed on it. Suddenly he turned to his host and said, I can take the young man's game and win. That's not possible, his host replied. Not even you could retrieve that game. The chess master answered, Yes, I think I can. Suppose we place the men and give it a try. To the surprise of everyone, Murphy bested the smug opponent in the painting. Victory was snatched from the devil, and the young man was saved. You know what? Sometimes we feel like that young man, don't we? We see Satan poised to claim victory. We actually feel something near despair as we watch our nation make wrong turn after wrong turn. Yet in the darkest moment, God whispers, I have good news for you. He hasn't won yet. And if my people, who are called by my name, are sorry for what they have done, if they pray and obey me and stop their evil ways, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. God gets the final move, and we urge him to take it when we pray.